Chapter 1. Day 0 plus 12. Sergeant Danny Hammond slapped the satellite communication device on his vest as it chirped loudly.
"This is Hammond. Who is this and what can I do for you?"
he asked gruffly.
"Sergeant Hammond, it's Leon. How are you, sir?"
a voice came through. The bald and stocky sergeant smiled.
"Hey, Leon. Good to hear your voice, brother. What's going on?"
"Oh, you know, man, just another morning preparing for the inevitable shit parade that's coming my way,"
Leon replied. Hammond barked a laugh.
"Wouldn't have it any—"
He was abruptly cut off from a hail of gunfire and popped up over the trunk of the car to squeeze off a few rounds before ducking back down.
"Wouldn't have it any other way, would you?"
he finally said.
Was that gunfire?"
Leon asked. The sergeant wrinkled his nose.
"Yeah, it was." "Is everything okay?"
his friend asked. Hammond rolled his eyes.
"Oh yeah, everything's peachy,"
he replied as more gunfire echoed around him, plinking off the cars nearby.
"Jesus Christ, Landry, can you shoot that motherfucker already?"
he screamed, and there was a few cracks of automatic gunfire in response.
"Man, I'm sorry, Leon, but we might have to cut this convo short. Is there anything specific you need?"
"Yeah, I could really use your help if you plan on coming back towards El Paso in the near future,"
Leon replied immediately. More gunshots, and somebody cried out for help, seemingly struck.
"Well, as you can tell, we're having some fun out here,"
Hammond said dryly.
"But if you got something that can top this, I'm listening." "We're planning to assassinate the head of the Rivas cartel and install one of our allies as the leader,"
Leon explained. A massive smile broke out on the sergeant's face, and he chuckled. Private Emma Whitaker furrowed her brow from beside him, adjusting the assault rifle slung over her muscular shoulder.
"What's so funny, Sarge?"
"Our friend Leon wants our help assassinating the leader of the Rivas cartel,"
Hammond explained. Whitaker grinned and clenched a fist in solidarity.
"Tell him fuck yeah, I'm in."
She popped up over the hood of the car and popped off a few rounds.
"I think you got yourself a crew,"
the sergeant said into his communicator.
"Good to hear,"
Leon replied.
"In the meantime, though,"
Hammond said quickly,
"I'm gonna have to jump off of here. I'll give you a buzz when we're on our way."
"Be safe and have fun,"
Leon said.
Hammond grinned at the vicious look on Emma's face as her black ponytail whipped back and forth.
"Always, brother,"
he said, and then slapped the communicator to shut it off. He peeked up over the car, checking out the city street they'd been firing down. Private Bert Landry poked his head out from behind a pillar across the street, giving the sergeant a thumbs up as he readied his assault rifle. Hammond surveyed the half-dozen armed men, peeking at them from their own vantage points down the street, a few unlucky bullet-riddled bodies slumped between them. More bullets peppered the car he and Whitaker hid behind.
"Landry, cover us!"
the sergeant cried, and the blonde, muscular private leapt out from his hiding spot, firing wildly at their attackers. The suppressing fire gave Hammond and Whitaker a chance to retreat a bit, and they waited for the private to follow. Hammond laid down some cover fire, but his subordinate didn't move.
"What the fuck, Landry?" he cried. "We gotta move back!"
The private shook his head.
"Hang on, Sarge, I got an idea." "Shit,"
Hammond growled.
"Last time you said that, we ended up in a goddamn firefight." "Yeah, but it wasn't this one,"
Landry shot back. Whitaker smacked her fist against the pillar she crouched behind.
"Fuck you, I said I was sorry."
Landry and Hammond shared a laugh at her plight, and then the bulky private turned back to the battle. He took aim at the glass front of a department store, housing several zombies pressed up against the windows, clawing and gnawing, trying to get out. Landry fired into the glass, shattering it and freeing the hungry ghouls from their prison. One of the still alive attackers cried out as a shard of glass embedded itself into his calf, and he dropped his gun as he fell to the ground, screaming and clutching at his spewing wound. A trio of zombies fell on top of him, hungry teeth gnashing as his cries of pain turned to shrieks of fear, and then more pain as he was eaten alive. Two of the man's comrades valiantly attempted to free him, but a zombie managed to snatch one of their wrists